now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
What up? What up? What up? What up with y'all? What up, good people? What up? What's shaking? Don't y'all know good now? What's up with y'all? What the hell's going on? What up? What up? What up? It's Dope Though. Y'all rocking with Dope Though. What up? It's Dope Though Podcast. What's up with y'all? Amore, Ray, what up? What up, man? We're going to get started in a minute, man. What's going down? What up with y'all, man? Red Fashion World. What up? What's going down, man? We're waiting on hoodie, man. We'll get started here. Good Monday. How you big stepping with a size 7 men's on? Niggas is tripping. What's good? What's good? That's what he told them, Amore, right, man? They wilding with the beast, man. Better make it witty. That's wild. He talking about the Swifties, but he did a whole commercial for the Swifties. Yeah, I seen that. I didn't hear a little bit. I heard a bullshit one. I don't know if that's the same one. Shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. It's still wild. Can you hear that playing in the background? What up, what up, what up, what up? It's Dope Though, man. This was Dope Though. What up with y'all? Dope Though Podcast. Y'all let me know can y'all hear that playing in the background? I got some new connectors going on. Let me know if y'all can hear that in the background. Can y'all hear me? Am I clear? Can y'all hear music? You just hear me, no music. All right, these new connectors ain't shit. Got you. Y'all can hear me though. Let me unconnect that shit. What up though? That definitely is the best line in the song though. Shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Hey, yeah, it's what's beef, man. That's what's going down. I wonder why that shit didn't work. Anyway. What up, y'all, man? What hoodie at? Hit this nigga up. No. Drop and give me 50. Drop and give me 50. WNBA draft on. We already know what's popping with that. We're going to talk about this beast, and I let Kathy Woodman. What up? Kathy Woodman, 50. What up? Welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast. Yeah, we're going to get cracking here in a minute. Talk about all this beef hoopla, man. Listen, all this beef and all this cap talk. What y'all think, man? Everybody rocking on the live right now. What y'all think about the beef, man? They said we shouldn't get excited for this beef, for the beefs and stuff. It's childish. Fuck all that. It is not childish. This is hip hop, man. It's fun. What up with y'all? I should have brought my damn speaker down here. These are not, those are not, they are definitely not hip hop fans, man. They fuddy duddies, you know what I'm saying? They want to ruin the fun, they want to ruin the party now. Yeah, but not hip hop fans. There's a lot to talk about. Yeah. We here for all that. We here for all the disses, all the beats, all the lyrical beats. That's what we here for, man. We want to hear that rap. They rapping. Rappers is rapping. That's what we wanted, right? We're gonna get on y'all outlandish conversations too, though. Y'all like the rap, but even if you hip hop fans, y'all say some outlandish shit. OJ, man. OJ passed. A lot of deaths. A lot of passing away over, you know what I'm saying, the last few days. Man, hey. I guess so. Call up somebody, man. Get them over here, man. What are you? Let's go. RIP the juice, man. Yeah, RIP to the juice, man. Listen, we can talk about a few things, man, before Hoodie jump on here, man. RIP to the juice. How y'all feel about that, man? Y'all, you know what I'm saying? RIP to OJ. Are y'all salty or what's up? I see some negative comments about the juice. We'll keep it moving on the juice, man. But RIP to the juice, dog. What else? Who else? Rest in peace, DJ Mr. C, man. Legendary. Legend. Tied to Biggie forever, man. RIP Mr. C. Yeah, we had some shit, man. We had some shit going on. Let me show the light. A lot of conflict with the juice passing, man. But look, ain't no conflict here. RIP Rico Wade, man. Pioneer, man. Founding member of Organized Noise Dungeon Family, man. That's a big loss. RIP Rico Wade. Bet. Mr. C. Rico Way, let's get into it, man. Talk about the beach, man. Listen, you know, I'm on this thing. Dolo. Some bullshit. Listen, man, welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast, your weekly discussion of all things music and pop culture. I'm your motherfucking man, King Acklin. Give it up for me. Our go hoodie, goddammit.
Oh, shit. Zanny,
what up?
What's good with you, man?
Man, shit. Bro, you already know. Same shit, different day.
Yeah. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm trying to figure you. Is it your sound off or is it mine?
Mine is off. You can't hear me?
I can hear you, but you sound like you're away.
God damn. Hold on, bro. All
right.
Do I still sound far away?
Yeah.
The fuck?
What do you sound like? Yeah, it might be just me. We might just have to keep it.
Yeah, how much shit sound? Anybody else in there?
Yeah, is it just me? But he sound normal to me. Oh, okay. Hold on. We good?
Yeah, I can still hear you, bro.
All right. That's it. It might have been me, fam. I tried some new connections. That shit ain't working out. Let's get right to it.
It's all good, man.
Listen, let's get to it, man. Listen, it's the beef episode, part two, I guess. Anyway, welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast, your weekly discussions of all things music and pop culture. As usual, man, I'm your man, King Acklin, and with me, as usual, is my main man, big homie Hoodie, man. Shout out to us. What up with y'all? We in this thing, man. Listen, Hoodie, before you jumped on here, man, a lot of shit was going on. Just giving some RIPs, man. We said RIP to the Juice. OJ Simpson passed away since we last potted.
RIP to the Juice, the original Juice, man.
Yeah, the original Juice, man. A lot of conflicting feelings throughout the world on OJ Simpson, but RIP OJ. Man was found innocent. I don't know what everybody else is talking about. He was found innocent, so whatever, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but hey, man, y'all told us to listen to the justice system.
Facts.
That's what y'all told us.
Innocent, and y'all harped on that man his whole life for something he was found innocent for.
Yeah. So listen, man, whatever it is, RIP that, you know what I'm saying? We ain't conflicted here. That's what Amore said. I feel that. Sending love to his, blessings and prayers for his family as they go through this loss. They lost somebody still. So RIP to the Juice. And we were talking about, well, and I was talking about earlier too, RIP, a big RIP to DJ Mr. C, man, the legendary DJ. New York's own Mr. C.
Yeah,
passed.
Yeah, I seen that, man. RIP Mr. C, dog.
Yeah. That was crazy, man. What did they say what Mr. C passed on? I know he had been sick or something. I can't remember.
I don't even know.
I trust you. Trying to look at that before I got started, but Mr. C, legend
in two games.
Yeah, definitely always tied to Notorious B.I.G. You know what I'm saying? So,
I thought you.
You thought I was gonna go somewhere else with it? No, sir. No, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that to that man.
Do that, bro.
Nah. I ain't great wild out like that. And RIP, man, Rico Wade, man.
Another legend,
ATL, Dungeon Family, man. Organized Noise, one of the founders, man, co-founder. So listen, if y'all so-called hip-hop heads were confused over the weekend and really didn't know who Rico Wade was, then I need to question your status as a hip-hop head. Like, you feel me? Like, outside of Atlanta, if you didn't know and you claim that you're a hip hop head or you use your platform to bump hip hop and all about hip hop and you had to go look up Rico Wade, turn your motherfucking card in.
Atlanta lost one of their staples, dog.
One of their staples, man, responsible for some of the people that we gonna talk about today. Some of your favorites.
all across the board, man. So prayers to the Rico Waves family, loved ones. That's a big loss for them, man. Big loss for hip hop.
Hey, just for the future, bro.
Yeah.
If we're talking about somebody that might have just a little bit of controversy to them, can you not do a pause when you talk about this?
Because you think something else is coming up?
That man said, always tied to. I thought you was going there, bro.
Nah,
Notorious B.I.G. I was like, okay.
Yeah, woo. Yeah. I'm going to keep it professional today.
This nigga trying to. Never, no New York love.
I did not. R.I.P. to the people, man. Listen, great. Legends that have passed away. For sure, legendary. All three of them. Very legendary, man. So listen, man, prayers to their loved ones and family members. Yeah. So let's get right into it, man. Speaking of legendary, there's some legendary shit going on, or some shit that could be legendary going on right now with these hip hop beefs. Let's get right into it, man. Niggas is beefing, and I didn't know what was going on. I just heard some beefs drop, and then I had to go look it up and figure out what was happening. But look, if you've been under a rock or in the bushes, rappers are actually rapping here in 2024, shockingly enough. Some of your favorites. You feel me? Like, so we waited and waited, and y'all thought, y'all thought that, you know, the sixth guy, y'all thought the sixth guy wasn't going to say nothing.
So I'm going to go back and say this. I will admit, I did not think Drake was going to come back at Kendrick like the way he did. I thought Drake would play the, I'm super way bigger than you, I'll give you a few shots here and there, role. He absolutely did not.
He did not. He came back. He came for Kendrick. He came for Future. He came for several other niggas that had some shit to say. He let his chopper ring. Hood, are you spinning?
I'm spinning.
You back.
My bad, bro.
Hey, nah, you good.
Grass is on right now.
Yeah, I know. But, hey, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Drake did his thing with, what was it, push-ups?
Oh, yeah. He definitely went in.
What y'all think about that? Like, we heard, you know what I'm saying, a lot of different shit, bro. But he came back. It's dope. It's hard. Like, you know what I mean?
The dose don't scale against 100% for me.
Yeah, certified dope. I'm with it. Like, certified dope.
Ain't a flaw in that diss record.
That's a good-ass response. And he let the chopper go on everybody. You know what I mean? Now, niggas thought he wasn't going to respond, but he did. So, you know what I'm saying? He said, told Future. Now, let's go through it. Let's take a step back here. So, listen, because some of y'all niggas is out of hand. Kendrick dropped like that with Future and him 3 weeks ago. We've been waiting on a response. Y'all, we didn't know who was going to respond. So, Cole responded, and then he apologized 48 hours later. We talked about that last week. So, then Drake responded over the weekend. So, look, 3 weeks later, shooting at everybody. And we're going to get to Rosé, who dropped like 2 or 3 hours later. That was a good, solid response as well.
Yeah.
But Drake Drizzy, he told Future that he put his first number one in his hands. He called Kendrick a pipsqueak. He told Kendrick to drop and give me 50 throughout the whole song, which is called push-ups, because he got paid top dollar 50% of his earnings off his music. The funniest line in the song, he told Metro to shut his whole ass up and make some drums, nigga.
Shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga.
Funniest shit in the song.
That is,
though. He told The Weeknd that The Weeknd was spending money on niggas like niggas spend money on bitches.
Man. I texted Spence and said, Spence, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. That is the funniest line, dog. Like, hey.
Is that your girl's tour?
Yeah, that's that for this song, bro.
Yeah, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. The funniest shit.
Nowhere, and probably not hear that.
Yeah, just random niggas is gonna holler.
if I see Metro Boomin, dog, and I don't have no beef with Metro Boomin, but if I see Metro Boomin, I would be tempted to say it, bro.
Just think, bro, like he and you know what I'm saying, he argued with a nigga. From now on, they're gonna tell him shut his whole ass up and make some drums. Make some
drums, nigga. That's crazy.
That's hilarious shit, bro. He told the weekend the nigga ain't really from the, you know what I'm saying, from the six.
He told Ross, he changed his Ross line though.
He took the Diddy part out.
Yeah, he took that out.
He took the Diddler reference out. Why you think he did that? He didn't want no parts of that. He didn't want somebody, add to the controversy.
Somebody said Diddy really killed niggas.
Yeah. That's what I said. That's what somebody said.
Diddy really killed niggas, bro.
Yeah. He said he gave all Ross. He said he gave Ross all his hits. I mean, that's a little cap.
That's an exaggeration.
But it's a funny exaggeration. And the future shit was facts.
It's an exaggeration, but hey, niggas exaggerate.
Niggas exaggerate all the time. What else? He said at the end, you know what I'm saying? This ain't all he know. He said, don't wake the demon up. But I mean, he gonna have to come with more than that. Which that was dope.
That nigga said, drop
and give me 50,
break,
nigga.
Break up.
Drop and give me 50, nigga.
Break up right now, dog.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Wake up. Get it. Hope you got, he's probably got another one already lined up.
If Kendrick shit whack, then Drake ain't even gotta respond because he up.
Kendrick is on the clock. Kendrick is on the clock, and then niggas was
Kendrick 3 weeks.
Nah, Kendrick need to drop before the end of this month, but he definitely didn't have to drop nothing within 48 hours. Which I seen some retarded ass people saying on the, you know what I'm saying, on social media. He don't got to do that, but he got to respond. I got to be before the end of the month, G, because Kendrick damn, I'm naming all the other one niggas. Drake gave that nigga he gave him niggas bars.
Drake said he don't give a fuck what Cole was talking about, bro.
Yeah, fuck what Cole was talking about. That shit was weak.
Yeah.
That K-Dot shit was weak.
That man did his thing, bro.
But listen, what about this talk? Like, listen, Future, I gave you your verse number one. So then I had to go look it up, bro. Like, Future's only had 3 number one singles. Drake is on 2 of them. And then on the last, his most recent one, y'all talking about Drake. So...
Yeah.
Jake is responsible for your hits, nigga. He got ammo, bro.
Yeah.
He got ammo. Yeah. So then let's get to Ross now. What about Ross? What do you think about Ross's response?
It didn't wow me.
It didn't wow you, but it was funny, man. He kept calling that man white boy. Said he got a nose job. It was solid. It was definitely solid.
It was solid, but it didn't wow me because it really just Ross didn't do shit that just stood out as amazing. Like, to me, if you
stupid.
Because hey, y'all know I fuck with Rick Ross. Dog. Y'all know shit. I can be a black bottle boy and everything. I fuck with Ross too. But if you've been listening to Rick Ross for ever, like I have, like it's in his same wheelhouse, you know. So it didn't really just go crazy about it for me, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, it definitely wasn't better, but I mean, I applaud Ross for responding very, very promptly.
And it wasn't a bad comeback either.
Yeah. His jokes about he calling BBL Drizzy. What he calling?
Ross a funny motherfucker, dog.
Ross a funny nigga, though. So, like, this is gonna continue forever, bro. Like,
speaking of, man, let me make sure I clarify it. It ain't no nothing because I fuck with Ross, man. Because I'm actually going to the car show on the first, so I'll be in Ross.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Ain't you buddy who said, you know?
Yeah, ain't no.
You better clear it up or you go to what's
I'll definitely be there.
What's Ross's shit called?
Damn, what's the name of the song?
Nah, I'm talking about his compound. What do you call it?
The Promised Land.
The Promised Land. Listen, yeah. Hoodie, you clear that up before you go to the Promised Land.
Yeah, nah. You know, man, me and Ross, you know, we have been there before.
Yeah.
We good. Shout out Rick Ross, man. You know, we booked Ross. We brought Ross to Nashville.
Oh, for real? That's what's up.
I fuck with Ross tough, dog.
Yeah, shout out on the live, man, on the live. Shout out to my dog luxury clothing extraordinaire On My Kingish, man. Make sure y'all tap in with On My Kingish, man. Like, you got to get on, y'all got to stay on y'all Kingish and get on y'all shit and tap in with my guy, man. Go to the website, tap in with him. But yeah, you got to clear it up, Hoodie. You said you're going on the first.
Yeah. So we by that date, y'all can tell we ain't even announced it yet though, but we pushing the awards back to July. We gonna push the awards back to July, cause just trying to get some more shit in order.
Make sure you got it right.
Nominations is coming in heavy, so we're gonna get people another little month.
Nah, that's what's up.
So it's gonna be a nice thing, man. We had a nigga call us that we affiliated with that talking about maybe co-hosting. So
okay,
yeah. So shit is lining up pretty nice, dog.
Hey, that's beautiful. Beautiful, man. Listen, man, if you gotta make it structure to make it better, man, yeah, push that back.
Yeah, man, most definitely.
But yeah, like, Ross a funny nigga, man. Like, I don't know where we gonna continue. He gonna continue to be petty, do his Instagram jokes.
Out of everybody, I feel like Ross and Drake could get back cool again.
Cause that ain't nothing too serious. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, but like, if it continues on, Ross may take it too far for
him. Even when he was just talking about him, I was looking at his Instagram story, even when he was talking about him, and he mentioned his mama, he was like, man, you know, your mama's a beautiful woman.
I told
you
that,
and I meant it. You know, I was like, ah, yeah. So I was like, it ain't no hate in these niggas' heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I could see that. And somebody said it might have been suspense, too. It's like, all these niggas could be, you know what I'm saying, end up getting back cool. This could be some bullshit. You never know. But hey, the funny shit though, like, it do look like Drizzy, you know what I'm saying, went to his mom. What about that text message? That shit was funny. That was corny.
Text Drake.
Drake
is a funny nigga too.
He's a funny nigga too, but he said Ross was angry racist, bro. He
said, this guy, I like, he said, it's this guy that I did songs with, mom. It's Rick Ross.
Yeah, he said he's going through some stuff right now. Yeah,
that nigga is. Drake is a funny ass nigga too, dog.
Hey, but calling his nigga racist is wild, dog.
I seen Charlamagne said when Drake called Rick Ross a racist, Rick Ross should have called that nigga a Karen.
He said he should have called him Aubrey Graham Cracker.
Yeah. Oh man.
Hey, it's gonna continue to be funny. Listen. Something did come up. It still is with the beefs, though. I seen this on, so this might have been Kev on stage. Shout out to Kev on stage. He said he posted somebody's tweet that said Drake having his mama saved under his phone as mom is the whitest shit I've ever seen. Why he gotta be white because he got his mom saved under mom, G?
I think my mama might be saved under mom, so
I have to check. What's wrong with that? Check. Mine says mama.
Yeah, my shit might say mom,
bro, my moms or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
I grew out of my Duke, so I changed it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? grew up a little bit talking about my Dukes, nigga.
Yeah, so
we ain't from New York or that shit anyway.
I don't know, man.
What else in the beast, dog? What about Rocky and what about who else threw some shit at Drizzy? Rocky.
I don't know, but real quick, I know this is random. But if y'all niggas is on the internet like me, bro, y'all been seeing this ASAP Rocky meme going around again?
I ain't seen it. Which one?
Nigga at the award show. Standing next to the tall, bald nigga, and he like, we accept everybody around here straight, homosexual, and pointed at the nigga standing.
Nah, I missed it. I missed it. I bet you it's funny.
I'm gonna see that shit when we get off for today, bro. That shit is hilarious.
Bro, I'm gonna need IG to step they shit up, bro, because we finally got the camera roll shit back. But as soon as somebody joins, when you go live with somebody, you can't share no videos, no slides, no pictures, nothing live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, technology is too advanced for them to be simple like this. This is ridiculous.
I still don't like the man shit. Maybe it's just iPhone, man. I can't be on live on IG and do something else.
Yeah, it's steady, ain't it, huh?
Yeah.
It's too much technology, man. We need to get some more shit going with this beef shit. Some funny shit when we go live.
Check my IG messages while I'm on here going live.
Exactly. It should be smile in the screen somewhere. Move to, you know what I'm saying, have a box. Like, I'm sick of this.
If Apple makes something like Instagram, I'm signing right up.
ASAP, because they shit is going to be out of this world on the basic package.
Sure, this bitch again. Where y'all niggas at,
though? I know, man. They rocking with us. Ain't they all on the draft? What's going on?
I don't know, but I'm kind of tapping in, too. I was trying to see where Angel Reese went. Did she go?
Yeah. Angel Reese went fourth. Hold on. They showing that run. They running it right now. She didn't? Nah, Angel Reese went early. I just seen up her hugging. Ah, she didn't go four. You right.
What's her name? Rakia Jackson went four.
Yeah. I'm seeing it now. So she might have went fifth. She just went.
Damn. Nah, she just went.
Nope. J.C. Sheldon from Ohio State.
Ain't went.
Damn, I could have sworn Angel Reese went. I know. I just seen her.
Clark went first.
Top seven. Angel Reese.
She went seventh?
Yep. Yep. Who was seven? I missed it. Yeah, she just went.
Damn, so she went seven. Shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. Top 10. You feel me?
Still, that's still better.
Yeah.
Top
10
still good.
What else come out of this funny, this beef shit? Ghost Riders. They said, yeah, they got a Drake Yachty reference track. They trying to bring that shit back up. And then Future did the shit that he wrote on Views.
I don't care about that shit, bro. Because I feel like all them niggas help each other out. You know what I'm saying?
So in a diss battle, do you don't care about that shit?
Now if these niggas is dissing each other, and that, I want
that's when it come into play. Words. That's what I'm saying.
But if they collaborating album mode and song, like that shit don't bother me, bro. Cause I feel like all them niggas help each other out for real.
Yeah, it's just only in these disses, and I feel like I forget who made a post. It might have been Amore. He made the post. Like, I feel like all those accusations. Drizzy still does right, and I feel like he done stepped up and battled everybody that done called him out. So I'm pretty sure, dog, if I want to, you know what I'm saying, I'm pretty sure that he's pinning these diss tracks
himself.
So a nigga, I always want to discredit another nigga with the ghostwriting shit. Like, they try to jump on the whole Kendrick one, and that was quickly debunked, as they say. You know what I mean? Like, they said that was just a troll, and the dude was like, nah, I ain't had no parts of that. They quickly want to throw a ghostwriter on a nigga on a top nigga's pen, don't they?
Man, for real.
But I'm with you.
Especially Drake. Like, they hate, niggas hate Drake, dog. They want that nigga to have a ghostwriter on everything so bad.
Yeah, every single thing, bro. They talking about, they can't even believe and like the disses because they don't know if he wrote them. I'm like, hey, come on, bro.
I felt that way when that first diss dropped because I like, damn, this motherfucker AI, dog. Like, I don't want to go all in.
Yeah. And that's the next topic, bro. We in this day and age where we got a second and third guess if this shit is even real. Dog. AI is here and it coming into play, dog, with these disses. We don't know what's real or what's fake.
I said that today, bro. I said AI got me not trusting nothing. I don't even know if I'm posting this right now.
That's what I'm saying, bro. They got a Kendrick response that's AI right now.
Yeah, right, I heard it. Shit, yeah. Y'all niggas don't even know if this is AI Ackland and AI Hoodie right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We watching the draft. This is, you know what I'm saying? It's our AIs right now.
We ain't here right now.
We ain't here. Shout out to T on the live. What up, T?
That's AIT.
AIT's clubbing on the live.
clubbing on the AI.
It's
crazy.
Hey, but AI is wild. Bro, like, we got a second, third guess. We don't know what's real or what's not. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna get worse and worse.
Hey,
what up?
I'm gonna tell you something though.
Break it down to me.
The second the AIRE tape drop, bro, I'm gonna go watch it.
The what?
let that AIRE tape go. Let me just see what this is talking about.
You gonna go check it right out?
Yeah, you know, just for you, nigga. I'm gonna check it out for you because I'm gonna make sure that, you know, I know you don't want to be involved in AI, so I'm gonna just make sure the shit is on the up and up for
you, I appreciate you checking out for me because we gotta make sure that everything is legit now before, you know what I'm saying, we partake in what's going on with it. Hey, look,
take one for the Dope Dope team to check out the AIR.
Yeah, we need somebody to do that. You know what I'm saying? Keep us together, Doc, because we know what I'm saying.
Now, when they drop the AIR Saucy Santana, call me.
We're going to call our guy.
Bird.
I try to let this go, Doc, each and every week, but it just pops right up. You know what I'm saying? That's what he said, too.
Bird is the... Burgess the last week, bro.
This is it. Now we're going to put this to rest. Listen, this is it. I'm sorry.
I'm going to retire.
We're going to retire. Bro. This joke, G. That shit is funny.
You gave me like 4 weeks of a joke.
Dude, we got to let that go, bro.
I appreciate it, baby Bird. That was funny.
Oh, God. Hey.
Nick Burgess is probably watching this mega challenge like, where the fuck Saucy is? Wait till the goat get in the challenge.
He was waiting on our bow, like, yeah. Bow. Never.
What the fuck is Saucy on this clip? God damn it. I probably know the last one, Burge.
God damn it, I waited the whole minute and a half.
let me see why Saucy wasn't in this clip.
Oh, shit.
All right, Bird, that's good. I promise, dog. It's
OTBMS Studios. What up? What up?
It's all love, my guy.
Elizabeth Trent Stevenson. What up, man? Shout out to everybody on the live, man. Y'all rocking with the Dope Dope Podcast, man. If you knew.
Read names like he ain't never seen them.
I swear, bro, these at the names, the IG names running all together. Bro, I'm like, what?
They got 37 first
name. Yeah, goddamn. Shout out to you. Shout out to everybody rocking with us, man. First.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. They must got one of them couple pages.
Oh, yeah. Y'all in love? It's y'all coupled up.
Would you get a couple page?
No, sir. me and my wife, you know, no disrespect, but me and my wife laugh at them couple pages, G.
We do too. Me and mine do.
We chuckle at that shit. I mean, each his own, but we laugh at y'all.
All right, we going off on a tangent here, but man, y'all talking to two locked in men right now, bro. You know another one me and my wife laugh at?
What's that?
Is the people that be in like the newest relationships and like you call them and like say for instance if your old lady call her girlfriend,
yeah,
and the husband be right there all in the conversation.
Bruh. Nah, we
like, man, let them girls talk.
Nah, we right here and he just keep talking and saying some shit. You,
hey, this marriage shit fun though, y'all. Y'all gotta get married one day.
Nah, one day, you know what I'm saying? One day when y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all, you know.
Shout out to Mariah Madalena.
Shout out to Marta Madalena 7747. Listen, man, we appreciate it. Make sure.
I don't think y'all niggas is real. I think y'all AI.
Y'all AI. Everybody that is joining tonight has been AI. We ain't had no real listeners.
Say something in the comments if you're real, Maria Madalena Mata. Damn. Come on.
Hey, it was funny. It was funny how you try to pronounce that, G.
Yeah, bro. I don't need these niggas. Hey, they spying on us, bro.
Hey.
It's Rick Ross.
It's not Rosé. They try to get ammunition.
The AI shit, man.
Let me
ask you this: what's your take on AI songs, bro? Do you listen to them, or you just throw them to the side?
I listen to a few. I don't think I like them. Now, I think you shared early on when we was talking about this shit before that somebody made an AI put together. What was it? Somebody compilation.
AI Drake.
And you was like, "That's all right."
The AI Drake.
Yeah, that was all right. But I really don't like it overall, though, bro. Like, yeah. I don't like the weird, I don't like the fake shit like that's going on now where you don't know if an artist really put out the disc because somebody put an AI generator and try to fake one. Like, just be honest with the AI. And I don't like the dead, unlikely collabs that niggas want to try to do. I think Timbaland tried to pull some shit.
Somebody I don't like it. Was it with Biggie?
Yeah, with Biggie and Pac or some shit. Nah, my nigga.
I'm going to tell y'all what I didn't like. I don't know if y'all listen to Michael Jackson's last album after he died.
Yeah.
But you know, they pulled songs from that album because they found out that it wasn't, some of them wasn't Michael, that they was using AI on some of the songs.
For real? I didn't even hear it at all. I might have forgot about it.
Yeah, bro, that last mic, they pulled songs from it. because they found out it wasn't really Michael. It was just AI.
Nah, see, that shit's crazy.
Yeah, so this was years ago. So, bro, I ain't no telling how long they've been doing this AI shit with music and shit.
Did it just release to the public that we, you know what I'm saying, mainstream that we really know about that's going on? You're right. Bro, ain't no telling how long they've been doing
Tupac
shit.
Tupac albums that was coming out, that could have been AI, bro.
Hey, bro, we don't really know. We know he made a ton of music, but, bro, we talking about 30-plus years, my nigga. I don't know if he made 30-plus years of music.
Right.
It wasn't even a whole hell of a lot of remixes going on, unlike how Diddy was remixing Biggie shit.
Nah, yeah.
It wasn't a whole hell of a whole lot.
A million times, dog.
I got so tired. I'm like, look, y'all play that same Benjamin's clip in a new Diddy song. Nigga, I'm going to throw this motherfucking speaker away.
The Biggie duets.
Fam, I'm tired. I was sick.
What's up, baby? You must have heard me talking about you, huh? She tried to pop in. She must.
Yeah, as I said, she was like, wait a minute, what? What's going on?
She ain't even here, bro, but she must have heard me through spirit.
that's how locked in y'all.
Yeah.
Man, but
what else we got on our act?
What you feel about the AI, though?
Bro, as an artist, I don't really care for AI, but I would be lying if I said some of them AI songs wasn't hard.
Yeah.
I think what should happen is if it's a hard AI song, nigga, just record the song yourself with some auto-tune or something and put it out on your own. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because if you putting the shit together like that, create for yourself.
It's a Drake one called Talk To Me Nice, bro. I actually still listen to that one. That shit hard.
Yeah, that's just crazy. What else, man? We might get up out of here early. Charlamagne said Future is the most influential rapper of the last decade. How you feel about that? Do you agree, disagree? What's your thoughts?
He upper.
He's upper. I don't know if he's number one, though, dog.
But he's definitely upper.
He's upper. He top five for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else is super influential. I say...
You mean other than Drake?
Yeah, other than I say Migos.
Migos for sure. In the last decade.
Yeah,
Drake,
last decade, Migos,
Drake, Future. I don't know.
I might even say Young Thug.
Young Thug. I don't know about Kendrick.
I don't think no niggas from New York influenced nothing in the past decade.
Not a single solitary one, though. Not at all. Not a one. That's it.
Trying to think about niggas on the west side and down in Texas and shit like that.
That's just it. If anybody from the west coast, it would have to be Kendrick unless we throw...
Yeah, and I don't think Kendrick influenced the world.
Yeah, unless like we throw Nip out there, but then a lot of niggas are cap and say they been on Nip, but they really didn't get on him until he died.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know, bro.
Everybody that influenced everything might be from Atlanta.
Atlanta, excluding Drake. That's it.
Excluding Drake.
That's it. So I don't know if Future's number one, but he definitely in the top five, dog.
And I ain't gonna lie. I probably say Migos number one.
Yeah. Who you think Migos got that influence from? You think they got a little bit of Future?
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
They running neck and neck. Yeah. So I don't know. He might be right. He top five.
Yeah,
top three.
I like Migos, Drake, Future. Like I said, I might say Young Thug, dog.
Yeah, because Thug influence a lot, even though Thug was influenced, but I mean that's another generation. I feel like Thug got a lot of Wayne influence, but we talking about just the last decade. Yeah. He been going strong on his own,
like
for a minute.
If it was a family generations, it would have been Wayne, then Young Thug, then all the other niggas.
Yeah, exactly. Them tree of niggas like that.
So speaking of, man, are we gonna talk about? You ain't use this for Put Me On. Did niggas check out the new Wayne single?
That's a good one. I missed that. I don't know if niggas did.
He dropped it during WrestleMania.
Damn. Niggas overlooked that.
And it's featuring Young Thug.
Oh, yeah. I missed that.
I'm shocked about Wayne dropping a single featuring Young Thug after them niggas tried to kill him.
Yeah.
I ain't like, gonna lie.
Is that who? How you think that happened? Birdman, he influenced, he probably, you know what I'm saying, eased the relationship? Because I know he probably
I don't think you can. I don't think you can ease a relationship with me, nigga, after you try to kill me, dog.
Nah, I think that's what happened, but nah, you wouldn't. Ain't no easing relationship with me, nigga.
Nah, you, bro. It's, I think it's our relationship is. I think our relationship is done.
I mean, pretty much.
I don't think we're friends anymore.
We're not partners. We're not collabing.
Yeah. I don't get how this industry shit works, bro.
We're not pen pals or nothing.
Ain't that
much love in this world. I ain't that much maturity or forgiveness. Like, nah.
Not at all. My brother,
nah, I'm not that healed yet. Like, God's still working on me.
Yeah, that's my put me on, dog. I think Wayne featuring Young Thug, dog. I'm trying to remember what the song is called. I can't remember what the name of the song was.
Yeah, I vaguely remember hearing about it, but I didn't listen to it, so I'm definitely slipping.
I'm gonna be completely honest. The second side that we still don't trust you was trash. They should just stop that. We don't trust you.
Yeah, that's something to talk about too. Like this one, like the first one, first half was cool. That second one was terrible, G. The second half was we still don't trust you is not good.
I feel like he tried to do the Future Hendrix thing, and this shit was like, you remember how he did the Future, and then a week later dropped Hendrix.
Yeah,
and both of them was nice. This wasn't it.
This didn't, you know what I'm saying? This didn't move the needle, as they say. So it was a perfect time for Drake to come on and drop that shit after, you know what I'm saying, drop some bullshit.
Them niggas need to make up for that. They probably need to drop. Maybe we should have trusted you a little bit, but maybe not too much.
Yeah. Maybe we can learn to trust you again should be the next one with Drake featuring Drake.
This shit, trust issues.
Y'all got trust issues. Y'all need to figure it out. Because y'all niggas make good music together. I'm sick of y'all. Y'all need to get back together. Drop another diss or two and then make up. We can't have all these niggas. Like, all these niggas look kind of silly at some point, bro. Like, all y'all 50, 100 niggas can't just keep dissing Drake. Like, at the end, Drake just go win, bro. Y'all look corny.
Better shut your ass up and make some drums, nigga.
Shut your ass up. And you little short nigga, do some fucking push-ups. Hey, y'all gonna look corny, dog. Drake is still gonna be number one, dog. Like,
Drake will push your button though, dog. Cause dog, that nigga said, I be with some bodyguards like Whitney. Bitch, don't sing my wife's name.
Don't sing my wife name. Listen, so that's really gonna Kendrick Gray drop. That's the same shit he did with Pusha T. He said something about Pusha T's wife name, then got slaughtered.
Yeah, and what is that? I let it ring on you like Virginia Williams.
He got slaughtered.
Some niggas don't. Play though, nigga, because you speak my wife's name, nigga.
You gotta see you.
Yeah, we gotta engage in fisticuffs, nigga.
and I ain't mad at that. But look, there's a few bullshits too. Like, we not gonna let some of this bullshit slide in. Each week we gonna come on here, and when we see some of this outlandish bullshit, we gonna call y'all out because y'all are ridiculous. Now, first of all, speaking of that Pusha T, we know it's old, but y'all not gonna sit here and act like that was like we. That was a cold good. That was a good diss. What else?
What you talking about?
The story of Adion or whatever happened.
Yeah, that nigga ate Drake alive. Dog.
He killed Drake on that shit. So we're not gonna let y'all live. Drake. Yeah,
hey, baby. Why you on the line? I don't know if nobody can hear this. Can you stop and give me some sunflower seeds? All right, but he ate Drake alive, bro.
Yeah. What else, bro?
Niggas is trying to act like this Drake diss is weak, bro.
Yeah, that's another thing, bro. Like, listen, the Drake, all the disses have been good. The only one that was kind of mid was the Cole response.
Yeah. That's the only one I didn't really care for that much.
Yeah.
I listened to that once and never went back.
Yeah, but it was better than the Rosé. Like, all this has been good. Like, y'all capping, like.
You thought the Cole was better than Rosé?
Yeah.
I thought so, bro.
Then, not the funny shit. The Rick Ross is way funnier. If we talking about just a straight diss, Rosé's was way better. But all of them has been pretty good. That's what the one thing I see out of time too.
My nigga Slick, we was just talking about this. My nigga Slick,
Slick.
We was just talking about how niggas is just acting like that Drake shit is light or something.
Yeah, they tripping. And what I was thinking too, and people always do this, bro, like these people act like they know these people in real life. Like, bro, it's okay if you want to like all the disses. I don't know none of these niggas, bro. All the disses are, all the disses have been good.
Pick a side, like they grew up in the six.
Yeah, like they grew up with these niggas, dog. Like, you don't know these people, bro. You are not tied to these people. God, it's okay. Nigga. I can never like it. Nigga, no, you, yes, you can, dog. You can bop your head to this shit and laugh like with the rest of us.
Y'all, I don't think niggas understand that, bro. Like, I think niggas get too wrapped up. Niggas feel like they gotta goddamn be on their side or something.
Like, they gotta plant their flag, dog, and stand 10 toes down with these artists, dog. These, no, nobody knows you, and we don't know these artists, bro. Like, we just entertain. We here for the entertainment, the good music, the good hip hop, the rappers are rapping. I want to hear more. Like, I don't really care, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm with you, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact. What else we got, man? I don't got no question today, Hoodie. Did you have one?
Nah, I ain't got one.
Couldn't think of something, bro. I guess the question of the day is when you think we're gonna get a Kendrick response?
I don't know. It's hard to judge with Kendrick, because Kendrick disappearing, going a hole for 4 years. So I don't know what the nigga gonna do.
Let me tell you something, though. If this nigga disappearing, going a hole for several months up to or further, Drake won. So all this bullying for years and subbing Drake that you've been doing, when Drake came out and directly talking about you, to give me 50, caught him a pipsqueak.
That nigga, I like the end part. That nigga changed the beat up. Nigga just was going drop, drop. He wanted that nigga to drop so bad, dog.
Yeah, go on, drop that pride. Go on, drop that song.
This for Drake for 4 years, dog. He done had it.
Yeah, like play that. So he got, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give him to the end of the month, or you know what I'm saying? He's capped and Drake won.
Yeah, hell yeah.
For real, bro. So at the end of the day, man, give us more, man. We want more content. We want more rappers rapping, man. I'm with all of it. I want to hear some. I'm gonna laugh at all this shit. Cause once again, I don't know none of these niggas. All this shit is funny.
Nah, hell yeah. At the end of the day, them niggas don't put food on my table.
Exactly, bruh. Exactly, man. It's listen,
entertainment.
It's pure entertainment, man. I guess we're gonna get up off here, man. Well, Hoodie, what you got going on, man? What you want to shout out before we get up off here?
So anybody that listened to the Dynasty album, bruh, me and Chop-A-Lot have linked up again, and the Dynasty 2 single is on the way, and that motherfucker is insane, dog. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can say.
You need that ASAP.
Yeah. And, hey, that motherfucker's crazy, bro. I'll definitely let y'all hear it first.
Yeah, yeah. I need to hear that ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's go. Like Slick said, let's go.
Yeah, it's something. Yeah, bro, it's nice. I can't wait to put that motherfucker out, bro. I even got Chop-A-Lot. He live in L.A., dog. He gonna come out for the video shoot and everything. But hey, it is. Woo!
So
it's gonna be nice, bro.
It's a Dynasty 2 summer or what?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely gonna be a Dynasty 2 summer. The sample in this lead single for Dynasty 2 is. It's so in the crates that, nigga, it's gonna surprise everybody.
Oh yeah, I'm ready for it, bruh. I'm ready for it, bruh. I've been waiting on the 2 since the 1. Yeah.
Trust me, it's on the way, bruh. It is on the way.
For real, for real. What else? What else?
Shit, I know the war's coming up. Like I said, man. Hey, it looks like we doing a reschedule, but I'll let everybody know about that.
Yeah, keep us posted.
What else I got going on? Anybody, I don't know if y'all tapped in, but anybody that was looking for seats on the yacht, I go do the inspection this weekend. So I'll know about the extra seats that I have. The yacht party this year will be DJed and sound controlled by the one and only DJ Slick. So Slick will be on there. So hey, it's gonna be a good ass time, man. We gonna have a ball, man.
Shout out to the yacht party. Y'all heard it here. Get with Hoodie.
What you got, eh?
As usual, man, listen, tap into the All Things Applied podcast, man. We just dropped a new episode this past Friday, me and the fam. So make sure you following All Things Applied podcast on IG. Tap in with us.
Definitely.
We're going to drop every other week, man, acting a fool on her. What else? And that's about it, man. But nah, real talk, like we listening, being entertained by Ollie's beef. If you don't want to hear Ollie's beef, listen. Check out some of these artists that y'all don't check out or that y'all might be sleeping on or from your area, like Big Homie Hoodie. Like, tap in with some of these artists, man. Listen, the state and surrounding areas got a lot of dope music out, bro. Like, so if you really out here saying that you want to listen and hear good quality music or hear something different, man, make sure y'all tap it in and tune up some of these artists, man, listening and check out their projects. For real.
Definitely.
Don't be talking about you want to hear music and you don't want to really listen to shit, man. You capping. We're going to talk about you.
Don't wait till the niggas is, Bryson Tiller status. How y'all niggas try to do that nigga?
Yeah, don't do that,
everybody,
man.
Everybody want to be Bryson Tiller's best friend when that nigga get on. Don't do that.
Y'all his cousin and all that, man. Don't do that, bro.
Fuck with him early, man.
Yeah, show him love. It's not going to hurt you. Listen to stuff. It's not going to hurt y'all, bro. Listen, I promise you. It is not going to hurt you to listen to some music for real. Not going to kill you. But anyway, that's about it, man. Listen, and, make sure you tap in with us each and every Monday, man. Me and Big Homie Hoodie, we're going to be here, man. Tap in 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, man. We're going to be here each and every Monday, so spin that block.
Most definitely.
Rock with us, man. Until next week, man, we out.
Already.
Peace.